From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met in Switzerland on Monday. They are trying to reach an agreement on Iran's nuclear program by the end of the month. Kerry and Zarif joined diplomats from both sides who opened the latest round of talks on Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared in public Monday following days of rumors about his health. Mr. Putin appeared before reporters with Kyrgyz President Almazbek Atambayev at St. Petersburg Constantine Palace before the two leaders held talks. Before the Russian president's appearance Monday, Mr. Putin had not been seen in public since March 5th. The European Union reiterated Monday that it does not recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea last year and expressed concern about the human rights situation on the Crimean Peninsula. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini Monday called the annexation a violation of international law and said the EU is concerned about the military buildup in the region. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is holding talks Monday in Berlin with German Chancellor Angela Merkel as he seeks Western military aid to help end the pro-Russian rebellion. A United Nations panel investigating Eritrea says it has found human rights violations and an absence of the rule of law in the country. The chairman of the UN Commission of Inquiry addressed the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva on Monday. Mike Smith said that under the Eritrean government's rules, national service is universal and indefinite, and that most Eritreans have no hope for the future. He said the only thing most Eritreans can expect in life is pay of less than $2 a day. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says it is time to reignite a diplomatic outcome to the conflict that has killed more than 200,000 people and displaced millions in Syria. Victor Beatty reports Secretary Kerry says an effort is underway to convince President Bashar al-Assad to change his calculation and enter into negotiations.
Speaking Sunday on the CBS program Face the Nation from Egypt, where he took part in an investment conference, Secretary of State Kerry said it's time to restart negotiations to end the Syrian civil war.
We are working very hard with other interested parties to see if we can reignite a diplomatic outcome. Why? Because everybody agrees there is no military solution. There is only a political solution.
Kerry says the United States has always been willing to negotiate in the context of the Geneva One process, a reference to the 2012 talks that led to the Geneva Communique, a document outlining a six-point plan to stop the violence and create a transitional governing body. That was rejected by the Syrian government. A subsequent Geneva II meeting in 2014 ended in an impasse. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Hundreds of Pakistan's Christians rallied in the eastern city of Lahore, blocking roads and shouting slogans in a second day of protests against the suicide bombings of two churches in the city. The blasts left 15 people dead. Hundreds of police were deployed to the area Monday as Christian schools were closed for the funeral services for the victims. 70 people were wounded Sunday in the attacks. Relief workers said Monday the conditions in Vanuatu in the wake of Cyclone Pam are among the worst that they have ever seen, and the environment is rife for spreading disease. Derek Bryan of the Pacific Institute of Public Policy says everything has been wiped out and that all of the fruit trees and crops have been destroyed. Vanuatu's president, Baldwin Lonsdale, says a state of emergency has been issued for Port Vila, where 90% of the buildings and houses have been destroyed or damaged. Kurdish forces in Iraq are investigating two more possible chemical weapons attacks by the Islamic State group. The allegations follow similar claims made Saturday by a Kurdish official who said militants used chlorine gas to target Peshmerga forces. A key Afghan minister insists that talks with the Taliban will happen very soon, despite confusion on the issue. Without naming the group, Hekmat Khalil Karzai, the deputy foreign minister, said his government has made strides in the effort to start a dialogue with what he termed the violent opposition. He made the statement Monday in Kabul at a seminar organized by the Afghan Foreign Ministry Center for Strategic Studies. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.